Senator McKissick, for what purpose do you rise?
To see if Senator Berger will yield for a question.
Senator Berger, do you yield?
Yes.
Thank you, Senator Berger. I know we were originally coming back on this occasion to deal with judicial redistricting and reform, and I know we've now established a joint committee of House and Senate members to consider these issues, and the first meeting is tomorrow. I was wondering if you could provide us with some type of reasonable time frame for how long you believe that joint committee will be working on the issues which are on its agenda, and what the likelihood of us being in session over the next week or two are likely to be, and particularly if there are going to be any votes taken, you know, after today.
Sure. Senator McKissick, if I recall, you're a member of that committee, so you will be there hopefully tomorrow when the committee meets. And I could not tell you how quickly the committee is going to be able to work through the charge that it has. Remember, it's not just the Senate members now; it's the Senate members and House members. I am hopeful that that y'all will come out with a recommendation, whether it's a recommendation that we move forward with some change or a recommendation that we retain things as they are. But I'm hopeful that the committee you're on will come forward with a recommendation. We are going to adjourn today to Friday, January the 12th at 9:30. That's going to be a skeletal session. I think the plan would be for us to have skeletal sessions for a period of time, awaiting, one of the things would be whether or not that committee is able to make any progress on that issue.
Thank you.
Senator Tillman, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I asked Senator Berger a question.
Senator Berger, do you yield?
If I'm not mistaken, the committee that's going to meet later today, a member of that committee is the esteemed Senator McKissick from Durham.
I believe the meeting is tomorrow. Yes, sir.
Tomorrow.
He's on that committee.
Excuse me, tomorrow. And yet, you're planning on getting out soon after that committee meeting?
We'll see how long the meeting lasts.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you.
Any other notices or announcements? Is there any further business to come before the Senate? Not. The chair recognizes Senator Berger for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do now adjourn, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Senate Rule 24.1, the ratification of bills and the receipt of House messages, to reconvene on Friday, January 12, 2018, at 9:30 a.m. And again, members, that will be a skeletal session.
The motion is that the Senate do now adjourn, subject to the stipulation stated by Senator Berger, to reconvene Friday, January 12, 2018, at 9:30 a.m. Seconded by Senator Heiss. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate stands adjourned.